That's the same as it is there. If he's the same high priest. Isn't that right? Now you believe. Every one of you now, be real reverent. Don't move around. Just believe. Now.
Oh, brother. Now you're ready. Brother, this is it.
Now, if anybody's got a doubt that this is not God, then you come here and take my place. Come here and go down this prayer line. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Got a better way of doing it, let me know. Yeah, certainly be thankful. Now, every one of these people in this prayer line, as far as I know, I do not know you. You're Canadians up here, and I'm from down the state. And if I do not know you, each one of you in this prayer line, raise up your hands. If I do not know you, everyone. How many out in the audience knows that I do not know you? Raise up your hands. Know nothing about you. Everybody, as far as I can see. I know Brother Evans' two daughters sitting right here on the seat here. And outside of that, that's the only one that I can see that I know. Yes, your sister Evans and brother and sister Dow, right here. Right here. Yeah. All right. I just be real reverent. Now, you've heard me testify from the Scripture and take apostolic testimony meaning. As those apostles testifying, and of course out of the drama, but exactly everything I said was scriptural. You believe that? What is the scripture? But in the form of a drama. Now, if he is just a historical God, then he died and it's all over. And we can, you people up here in the north, you know that you cannot, a man cannot get warm by a painted fire. If a man was freezing to death, you took him over to show him a great picture of a big fine red fire that burned one time, he cannot get warm by a painted fire. Neither can we be saved by a historical God. We cannot have the joy of a Pentecostal fire unless it's the same fire today. We cannot serve a historical God, and what good is it to you, the God of, that is in Christ, if he isn't the same God today that he promised to be? That's scriptural, friend. Now, shake yourself just a little bit. Don't be emotional, but just wake yourself up for a second. Because that's the truth. Then, here we are. With my hands before God, my Bible here, that you're strangers to me. And this prayer line, I don't know one of them. Never seen them in my life. The only reason they're standing here, somebody come down the board, had a bunch of cards and mixed them up and give somebody a prayer card. They come down tonight and they said, well, I'll call from a certain number. You call from some other number. You don't even have to have a number. You don't even have to have a prayer card. Just sit there and say, God, I believe that the Bible is right, and I believe that you're the high priest, and I believe we're living in the last days, and this man doesn't know me, and I'm sick. Let him tell me what's wrong with me. Let him speak to me like he did the woman and find out what takes place. He doesn't do it, then I'm an imposter, and the Bible tells a lie. And that's impossible for the Bible to tell a lie. I could be an imposter, but it's impossible for the Bible to tell a lie. But if the Bible backs up what I said, then I'm not an imposter. I'm a witness of his resurrection. And you can be the same. Now, isn't this glorious? Find out, where's another religion in the world? Go get the Buddha of Mohammed. That Jesus is alive. That Christ is alive. Go get the creed. See if it'll work. It doesn't. It won't bring salvation. It won't bring the supernatural. If God Almighty, if the Holy Spirit would come right now and reveal one thing, just one thing, that would be as great a miracle as could happen. Exactly right. Because it's supernatural. Who could figure that out? Who could figure out how that a man, two people not knowing each other, never met in life, and yet a spirit comes down and reveals the very things that they're doing and thinking and what they have done, what they will do, and never fails. It's got to be God. It can't be nothing else. So you see, I swear it, know it, and you know it, that man cannot do those things. It takes God. So if he proves it one time that it's truth, then you all ought to rejoice and be happy. And remember, it's to you also. Will you do it? Will you accept this Jesus that I've been telling you about as your healer? If you'll do it. God grant. Now, Heavenly Father, this is as far as I can go, Lord. I can only say what the Word says. It takes you to perform the work. Here's your servants, the ministers, godly men. There's godly women, servants sitting everywhere, sick and afflicted. If you were sitting here with this suit on that you gave me, you could do no more for them. If they come up and said, Lord, will you heal me? Why, you'd say, my child, I did that 1900 years ago when I was striped for your healing. Believest thou this? They'd say, yea, Lord, but how do I know it's you? Then you'd show that you was the Christ. You could show them, do something that would prove to them that you was the Christ, not with nail scars in your hand, because anyone could impersonate that. But the supernatural is to go down into that person's life and know what they're doing and what they're here for. Then we know it's your spirit, you great vine moving in your branches. Let it be so tonight again, Lord. Honor your words. Forgive us of our sins as we have forgiven those who sinned against us. Give us sweetness of spirit, and may the Holy Spirit now come right quickly and confirm the word, that every person in here might know that the Son of God is not dead, but has risen from the dead and is alive after 1900 years and alive forevermore. Through Jesus Christ's name I ask it. Amen. Now, just keep your attention. Just pray. And, all right. There's the man, right? Now, I want you, each one, everybody, be alert. Be alert. Be praying. Say, Lord, I'm suffering with such and such. Let Brother Branham just turn to me. I know he don't know me. He don't know what's wrong with me. But if you just speak to him, I know I touched you. Now, you could touch me all night and be like touching that desk. There'd be nothing to it. See? But you just touch him one time. See what happens. See? Your faith touched me. I hear the man. It happens to be. If I can get somebody up here before me first, you see, cause after speaking and so forth.
Now watch this. Then, perhaps, let's just say it for a point's sake, she did not have a prayer card. She couldn't get up close to him. But she said, I believe if I could touch his garment, I'll be made well. So she slips along till she touches his garment. Physically, he could not have felt it, because the garment, Palestinian garment, hangs loose with an underneath garment. So then, he stopped. And he said, who touched me? And the Apostle Peter sharply rebuked him, saying something like this, why would you say a thing like that? Everybody's touching you. How do you do? Are you the prophet? Are you the preacher? Are you? We're sure glad to meet you. Have over here, Reverend. Like that, everybody said, "Say who touched me?" Why does it sound sane? Peter might have said. So Jesus said, "But I perceive that virtue has gone from me." Is that right? Now virtue is strength. In other words, I have gotten weak. See? Now when that was done, Jesus looked over the audience. Listen close now. Jesus looked over his audience. Maybe like standing here, maybe greater, maybe not as many. But he looked over the audience until he found the woman and told her about her blood issue and said it has stopped. Her faith has saved her. Is that right? Well now, if he's that same high priest, the same high priest, and you sitting out there and not be in this prayer line, could you not touch him with your faith? Would he not act the same if he's the same high priest? Does that sound logical? Raise up your hands. Everybody in the building. See, I'm getting you, getting the favor of God, if I can, to let you see that it's truth. See how you're responding to it. See? It would be the same. Now, you out there say, Brother Branham doesn't know one thing about me. He's a total stranger to me. He doesn't know me. But, Lord, you know what's wrong with me. So if you just have him, I want to touch you, Jesus. Can I have my healing tonight? And then say, speak to your Brother Branham and let him turn and tell me and see if he does it. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that be? That would make Christianity the same. Many great gods of Buddha and all the Sikhs and Jains and so forth of the different religions, and every one of their founders are dead and in the grave. But we have an institute, Christianity. Our Lord is risen from the dead. And he's right with us, living in us, showing himself by infallible proofs that he is the resurrection and life. He's risen from the dead. Now, the next will have to be God. This is as far as I can go. Anyone knows that. The next will have to be God. Now, you don't just stand right there, lady. It'd be all right. Now, here stands a lady that's a stranger to me. By the way, I'd like to ask this. How many in here are strangers to me that you know that I know nothing about you? Raise up your hand. No, just raise in the prayer line. Each one of you in the prayer line. If y'all are strangers, all right? Every one of you. Now, I'm a stranger with you. I have two or three friends here that's up here on the vacation with me. A minister sitting here in the corner from down in Alabama. I've got Brother Stockman, he's a Canadian, and Brother Tom sitting back over in this corner here. Over, yeah, they are right over here in the corner. So I know them. Now, this real reverent and everybody in prayer now. Now, this is a picture, something like I was thinking a few moments ago, of St. John the 4th chapter. Our Lord met a woman of Samaria. Samaritan woman at the well. Are you acquainted with the story? Now, he was a man, she a woman. And they were standing, perhaps like we are now, in the well, kind of a panoramic. And he went to talking to her until he found what her trouble was. So you step up here if you can, if you don't mind, just here, so it won't be so strange to be in. So he talked to the woman and said, he was trying to contact her spirit. Of course, when he said, bring me a drink, he was contacting her. I'd be real reverent. Don't move around. See, each one of you is a spirit. You know that. If you're not, you're dead. So then your spirit, and every one of your spirits now comes in contact with the Holy Spirit. It's real sensitive. And it's real timid. It'll just leave. See? So I just be just as reverent and quiet as you can. Now you realize, you Christians, what I'm up against? Here's a woman that I've never seen in my life. And we're strangers to each other. So that you'll know and be sure, look, I hold my hands. I've never seen her in my life. Would you just raise up your hands so they see? Just raise your hands so people think that we're strangers. Now, what I have taught tonight has been the Scripture. What the promises of God was to this day. Now, here's Christianity has to be shown or it's a fake. The Bible's wrong or it's right. Christ is risen or he's not risen. Now, it's totally impossible for me to know this woman, anything about her, who she is, where she come from, what she's here for, what's wrong with her. Or it'd be totally impossible for me to know that. It would have to be revealed by some supernatural power. We will all could say amen to that. Well, it just depends on what you think it is. That's up to you. But now, if he would do it and would tell me something that you're here for or something that's been in your life that you know. Now, if I said, sister, the Lord Jesus called me to pray for the sick people. You believe that? You'd perhaps say, yes, Mr. Branham, I believe that. I'd say, all right, I'm going to lay my hands up on you and pray for you. And I'd lay my hands up on him and say, Jesus, dear Jesus, heal this woman and let her be well. And you'd say, I believe that. Go away. I believe you'd get well. Would you believe that, all of you? Sure we would. See, because I ask. Now, that's true. That would be all right. But now, what if we go talk about a resurrected Christ and a promise of showing himself among us? See? Then, now, that but something else. Now, here he comes here and can tell you what you have been. Or what's wrong with you, or what you're desiring, or something like that, something that you know, and know that I do not know, and know me being a man, but had no way of knowing. Then that shows if he knows what you have been, he knows what you will be. Is that right, audience?
Yeah.
Now, just real reverend. She's a fine person, but I'm come to you so tired. I've been 6 months on the field, and I'm just about to. Brother Mercer met me a while ago and said, Brother Brandon, you look like you're just about to faint and fall over. I said, I am. See? 6 months of this, sometimes 20 and 30 visions of a night. Well, it's just killing me. And remember, one made virtue go out of him. What do you think it would do to me, a sinner? Saved by his grace. only because he said, more than this shall you do, for I go to the Father, the scriptures to be fulfilled. Now, if he will explain to me what you're here for, you'll know whether it's the truth or not. You know. The lady is very conscious of knowing there's something going on, which there is. I'm watching a light that's coming right down over him. And the lady is suffering with a real bad nervousness that she wants to be prayed for. That is right. Nervous. If that is right, isn't it? And then you're just about to face an operation. That is right. That's for a growth. If God will tell me where the growth is, will you believe me to be his prophet? It's in your nose.
That's right.
That's right. Raise up your hand. Now, you believe? Now, there's anointing here somewhere. You're aware that something's going on, a real sweet feeling. Is that right? That's the Christ, the Holy Spirit. I just raise up your hand if that's right. You feel a real sweet feeling. Here it is. Now, this anointing by this, I'll lay my hands upon my sister in the name of Jesus Christ to condemn all the works of the devil for her to be made well. God bless you, sister. Go in God's peace be with you. Now, do you believe that he lives? How do you do, lady? You and I being strangers to one another, that is true. First time of meeting, but God knows both of us. If he will reveal to me what your trouble, will you believe me to be his servant? You will. You're not here for yourself. You're standing here for someone else. A friend suffering with insanity. That's true, isn't it? You believe they're going to get well? God bless you. Go and may God peace be with you. What you believe, it will be just that way. Come to this.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. How do you do? Do you speak English? Are you Indian?
No. Mm-hmm.
Jewish. Very fine. Oh, you should. That's good. Here we are. You speak Hebrew? Yiddish? Mm-hmm. Here we are again. A Jewish standing here. Then it would be great to see Messiah. You know, as being a Jew, that Messiah was to be the prophet that Moses spoke of. He would be raised up. Is that right, my Jewish? Then I'm sure you wouldn't make the mistake that the temple priests did in the early days to reject it. You would believe that it would be Messiah. This is a biblical scene just at this time, friends. A Jewish woman who's taught to believe that the Messiah would be a prophet. Now, I'm not the Messiah. It's His Spirit, the Holy Spirit. That's what it is. We're just anointed with His Spirit. He is the vine. I'm just one of His branches. You are in a pretty bad condition. You're suffering with a tumor. That's right. Now, I keep feeling that coming from over here saying he's guessing that. I'm not guessing that. Now, remember, you can't hide your thoughts now. See? Here, she's a Jew. Just a moment. I don't know what he said was wrong with you. It's like I go, it's just in another dimension, another world. Yes, it's a tumor. And it's a thyroid tumor. That is right, isn't it?
Yes.
And you suffer with the nervousness.
Yes.
It's true. And then you have someone you are praying for. That's a child.
Yes.
And it's real extremely nervous. And it's IQ, the learning is not too well. You're praying for that. That is true. We're praying for a sister also that suffers tremendously nervousness. Mrs. Lick, your name, you can return. You have your request now. Jesus' name. You believe he's Messiah now? Amen. God bless you. What about you in the audience? You believe with all your heart? He is Christ, the Son of God. He's the Reverend. Do you realize who that person is among us now? Sirs, we would see Jesus. Well, now, you'll not see his corporal body until his second coming. And he'll never come to the earth. On his second coming, we'll be caught up in the air to meet him in the air. We'll meet him in the air. Is that right, brother? Meet him in the air. But his spirit, you see how the church has come from Martin Luther justification, Wesley sanctification, Pentecostal is the Holy Spirit, like cap in the pyramid, nice honing it down. Remember the pyramid head on the back of our American dollar, the great seal, was missing. He is the headstone, the rejected. So it just makes it so close, it has to fit right in. It has to be his ministry reproducing itself again in his church for the rapture. While we're right here, friend. You believe your feet and legs is going to get all right? All right, sir. You can have it, man. Amen. I'm a stranger to you. I do not know you, but God does know you. If the Lord Jesus will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you believe that he is the Son of God?
Yes.
And I'm just sent as his servant. With all your heart.
Thank you.
How many in the audience will believe it? I've never seen this man in my life. We're strangers to one another.
Yes.
Is that right? Just raise your hand so we see that we are total strangers.
Thank you.
Now, if he will do this, if one time the Samaritan people saw it done and was convinced for good, surely we could be convinced. This man's had lots of trouble. He's come out of the hospital.
Yeah.
A prostrate trouble.
Yeah.
Operation. You're supposed to go back again. And that's for a hemorrhoid condition.
Yeah.
That is right. That's thus saith the Lord.
Heavenly Father, grant that your blessings rest upon this little brother. That he will be made well so he can live for your glory. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you, little brother. Go believing now. It'll be over for you. Amen. God be with you, brother. You believe now with all your heart? How many believe now with all your heart? How many will accept it now with all your heart? Believing. All right, you didn't have to come way up. What if I told you without saying one word to you that your trouble is over? Would you believe it?
I would.
You get well? The back trouble would be all right, and the heart condition thing, you just won't be well?
Yes.
Go right on back down to your seat, man. Just receive it and believe with all your heart. Now, what about you? If you didn't come up the steps, little lady there, here. What if I told you you'd be able to eat your meals again, that stomach trouble had left you? Would you believe it? If you would, raise up your hand. Then go eat. Jesus Christ, make you up. The kidney trouble, back trouble, and so forth, it's done left you. You can go home now and be made well. Believe with all your heart. Looky here, sir. Do you believe me to be his prophet? You believe that old asthmatic cough's going to leave you and you ain't going to have it no more? You do? You believe it with all your heart? And go back and believe it, and it'll be just that way. Just have faith, don't doubt. If you believe God, God will grant it to you if you'll believe it. What if I just told you, stand there, didn't say one thing, he told you, go to your seat, you'd be well. Would you believe it? Go to your seat and be well. I just want to see what the rest of you see if you had that much faith to believe. Would you believe the same thing? You go and say, the Lord bless. Now, what would you think if I told you? You say, I'd rather Brother Branham, you tell me what's wrong because I'm a little weary. Wasn't that right? I'm not reading your mind, but you couldn't hide your thoughts at this time. All right, your female trouble, lady's trouble is going to leave you, so you can go back to your seat. Just go with her, brother, and be well. Jesus Christ make you well. You believe with all your hearts? How about out in the audience? Be real reverent. This lady sitting way back there at the end looking at me out here on the end, but trouble with your knees. You believe God's going to make you well, lady? Kind of heavy set lady. I don't know you, never seen you in my life, but you're having trouble with your knees. If that's right, raise up your hand. What did she touch? Ask what she touched. She touched the high priest, Jesus Christ. That can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. You believe that with all your heart? This lady sitting right here, suffering arthritis, you believe that God will make you well, lady? Believe with all your heart that He'll heal you? Raise up your hand if you believe it. All right? What did you touch? You never touched me. You're 20 feet from me. You touched a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. Believe with all your heart and it'll leave you. Somebody else in here? Believe? Here. Here's a, use your hand up. You believe back out of that lady? You believe with all your heart? A nervous breakdown will leave you. You have a nervous breakdown. That's right. You also have arthritis. You have complications. Is that right? If we're strangers, wave your hand like that. Who did you touch? You never touched me. You touched the high priest. Now your nervous breakdown's gone. You can go home and be well in the name of Jesus Christ. How many of you believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has raised from the dead? And the requirement that we ask, sirs, we would see Jesus. We see His Spirit working among His people. Raise up your hand. Now I'm going to ask you to do something. How many believers are here? All that raise your hands are believers. Now, would you do something for me? You lay your hands over on somebody sitting next to you. Will you just put your hand over on them? Look what He's done tonight. Just look what He has done. Now, I want each one of you to bow your head. I'm going to just say a prayer. I want you to say it after me. Almighty God, Creator of heavens and earth, Author of everlasting life, Giver of all good gifts, I now confess my faith in Thee, my faith in Thy Son Jesus, and in all His words. He commissioned us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. I am a believer. I am praying for this person upon whom I have my hands laid. They are praying for me. I'm believing for them. They are believing for me. Together, we believe that we are healed. Because we are following Your commission. In Jesus' name, amen. Now keep your head bowed. Keep shut in with God. You've made your confession. The very Christ that raised up at the last day, come up on Easter morning, is right here among you. You'll just remember, thus saith the Lord. You will never in any more Gentile church age ever see any sign to succeed this. Go greater. This is the last sign to the church. Shut in with God now. Believe. Just believe that He is pouring out His goodness of His Spirit into your body. And you're being healed because that believer has her hands laid upon you. And you're feeling His blessing. Now while you're believing with all your heart, now I'm going to pray for you. And everyone who's got their hands on you is representing my hands. My hands is representing God's hands. Now, each one of you just start believing now that you see Him coming right up to your seat and saying, child of mine, it's all over. Our Heavenly Father, in the sacredness of this moment when decisions must be made, where man will live or die. These Christians have made their confession because of your presence, and at the Scripture telling us that we're at the end time, and they have their hands laid upon each other, which is your word commissioning your church. Heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall never fail. Therefore, Satan, you are a defeated being. You have no legal rights to begin with to torment these people. You're a bluff, and we're calling that bluff. Jesus Christ defeated you in His death and resurrection. His blood paid every price of sin that you coaxed the family of the human race into. And now we are sons and daughters again, and His anointed Spirit is speaking with us this evening as He did with Adam in the cool of the evening. Therefore, you cannot hold these Christians any longer. I adjure thee by the living God that you depart from these sick people. Come out of them, that they can go from this building tonight free from sickness with a faith that's so predominating it'll drive you out of this false realm. In the name of Jesus Christ, I commission Satan to leave these people, these diseases in the form of disease, which is the devil, to depart from these people through Jesus Christ's name. While we have our heads bowed, I would like to ask if there is someone present who doesn't know Jesus as your Savior and would like to stand to your feet and say, while I am in His presence, I want to confess my sins and say I've been wrong. You might be a church member, but you've been an unbeliever, and you do not have not believed till now, and now you want to believe on Him, and you want to stand up to testify. Would you raise to your feet and say, I will accept Jesus as my Savior? Would there be one among us that would let this glorious Spirit of the Son of God? And remember, before the day breaks in the morning, you may be right in His presence, the very same one that's moving in this building tonight, to give an account for what you'll do with Him. Is that person here that's never accepted Christ and would want to accept Him? Is that person here that's been a backslider and would want to come back to Christ tonight while you're in His great presence? Stand to your feet. Is there one here that's a church member and does not know what it means to be born again, to talk face to face with God and enjoy the fellowship of the Holy Spirit? And when you would like to receive Him, would you stand to your feet? If not so, then how many here will accept your healing will stand to your feet? God bless you. God bless you. That's right. All around. That's wonderful. That is fine. Accept your healing. Just stand to your feet just a moment. Just remain standing. Stand to your feet. Everyone that wants to accept your healing. See, He's looking at you. He's looking right at you. He's here. Remember, I say this in the name of the Lord, by the commission that was given me by an angel sent from God. As you all have seen the light which the United States has copyrighted in the Washington, D.C., hanging in the Religious Hall of religious history. In Washington, D.C. is the only supernatural being that was ever photographed in all the world. Hangs in the halls of Germany where they've taken it. Thus saith that Spirit. He is here now to heal and to save whosoever will believe on Him. Remember. The Lord bless you. Thank you for standing. Now will the rest of the audience stand to your feet. You who are well and would stand to your feet. Thank you for your fine evening and fine cooperation. Would you get on the phone tomorrow somewhere out through the city and get the sick and the afflicted that Jesus might heal them while we're having this little meeting? God ever bless you. Do you love Him? Just raise up your hands like this. Would you give us the card, sister? I love Him. I love Him. How many knows the song? It's one of my favorites. All right, if you will. I love Him. keep believing. Right back here to my left. You may raise your hand. A man sitting there with a back trouble. You believe that God will make your back well, sir? He does. The next man there has something wrong with his side. It's your ribs, sir. That's right. Will you raise your hand if that's so? You have your healing. The lady saying you're next to arthritis, you believe God can heal your arthritis and make you well? Something wrong with your hands, that lady saying there. Hands and feet both. You believe that God will make them well? You do it with all your heart. You have your healing. God bless you, Mother. Now, what did they touch? Tell me what they touched. That's the high priest, is that right? Don't you see, they met God. I don't know those people. All you there that was spoke to there while the visions were going on, if you didn't know me and I didn't know you, raise up your hands. All you along in here, wherever you was, raise your hands. That's right. All right. Perfectly. He's here. Don't you believe that? They met God. There's a lady sitting right back here on the right-hand side. Can you see that light over the woman? She has rheumatism. She's also got a growth on her breast. She's from Fort St. John. Her name is Agnes. Stand up if that's so. I don't know you. I've never seen you in my life. Are those things right? Raise up your hand if that's right. You have your request. She met God. That's what does it. If thou canst believe. There's a man sitting back there who's got to die right away. If he doesn't believe God, he's got cancer of the chest. Cancer of the lungs. You'll believe with all your heart God will heal you? Stand up on your feet and accept your healing then in the name of Jesus Christ. What is it? I don't know the man. He's a total stranger. Well, that's right, isn't it, sir? You met God. Go believe in him. Amen. You have faith in God? Woman there praying for her son. Got sinus trouble. If you believe with all your heart, you'll get well. That's right, isn't it, lady? That's right. Raise up your hand. You got another sick friend you're praying for, too. Stop here. Just believe with all your heart and you have what you ask for. Do you believe God? If that isn't God, I don't know what God is. That's Christ among you, friends. Do you believe it? You're becoming blind to me now. I just looked back over this building. It was like a great white light. What could happen right now if you'd accept it? What would take place just now if this audience could really... just believe for one time. There's only one thing to keep every person here not from being healed. That's just your unbelief. Just break that little barrier of blackness there and watch the Holy Spirit fall on this building and every person in here be healed. Will you believe it? Stand up on your feet and accept it then in the name of Jesus Christ. Raise up your hands now to him. Say, I believe you, Lord. I love him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What's the matter, soldier boy? You're not going to commit suicide. The devil's lying to you, boy. You've only got a phobia. He's lying to you. He'll drive you insane if you believe him. Deny him. Renounce the devil. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to renounce the devil and accept Jesus Christ as your healer. You'll go back and be a gentleman and a real, real man. Do you do it? Raise up your hands to God and say, praise God. That's right. Oh, amen. Now go back home and be well. All that believe him, raise your hands and give him praise.
Now come around this side so they can go back down this line. Now, I want some of your brethren to come right here. Stand right over here. I want you to stand right here and stand with me. I want you, brethren, out to stand there just a moment. Go down so you can lay hands on the stick. How about letting you stand over with this brother right here? One of you. That's good. Now come right here. Make a line so each one of you can be praised.
Now, audience, I want you to understand the Bible said, these signs shall follow them that believe.
There is a little lady here that I had an interview with this morning. And she was at Grand Prairie. She's a tape customer of Brother Leo Mercer, Brother Gene Gold. And they told me to look for her, Sister Brown. And she was at the Grand Prairie meeting. And the Holy Spirit told her about a woman having, I think, what was her name? Is that Brown or Miss Sister Brown? Had a rose on her hat and told her about her condition. And, of course, I never seen her in my life. And then I said, each one lay your hands on one another. The lady may be here this afternoon. I said, each one of you lay your hands on each other. And everybody laid their hands on each other because the Bible said these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. And then when they did that, what I do that for, brethren, is for you audience, don't wait till an Oral Roberts or somebody comes or some minister that has a ministry of that. Your brethren, your pastors, right? You believe me to be God's servant? I tell you in the name of the Lord, these men have the same authority to pray for you as anybody does. They are God's servants. Any minister that believes in divine healing, whether he's Methodist, Baptist, Lutheran, Congregationalist, or what more, if he believes in God, he has a right to pray for the sick. Now look, the little lady, she laid her hands on somebody, and all at once, she felt a hand lay on hers which was larger. And she looked around, there's nobody around her. The ladies behind her, she knowed, and they didn't have their hands on her. And she felt that hand, and she said she just shook with the power of God. Then this morning, at the breakfast table, I was having dinner with her over at breakfast at the Windsor Hotel, and the Holy Spirit said, she wants you to lay hands on her. And I said, what shall I do, Father? What will be your sign? Sitting between us, just across the table, there was all kinds of dishes. Said she will take her hand and move those dishes back, making a straight way for you to lay your hand across on hers. And just then she reached down and pushed the dishes back, not knowing. I said, Sister, why did you do that? She said, something just told me to do it. That settled it for her. Sister, are you in the building now? Are you here this afternoon? Sister Brown? Sister Brown, standing right here. Right this way. See? He's God, isn't he? Now, I want every person in here, look, stand in this line. And as soon as that line finishes out, let the other prayer cards just keep coming around. Then, all the prayer cards just continue to line up over here. And then, after they get through, all that doesn't have prayer cards and wants to be prayed for, you line that up behind them. Now, before we do it, let's all bow our heads to Almighty God.
What if this was your mama standing in the line? What if this is your wife? What if it was your sister? What if it was your mother or your daughter or your son? Remember, it's somebody. Would you want everybody to be sincere if that was your mother or your wife? The mother of your little baby? Dying, cancer-ridden. Wouldn't you want somebody to pray sincerely? Now you pray. Heavenly Father, I am presenting this afternoon, first of all, by divine gift, the resurrected Jesus, to prove that He is among His people to show Himself alive. And now, next, secondarily, I am presenting your servants, the ministers, the man that you have called. Some of them have been preaching many, many years longer than I. They're far better qualified as ministers than myself. And I want the congregation to know that their pastor is your servant. So I am, by divine gift, presented you to them. Now I'm presenting your servants to them. And I am one with them, Father, your servant. And we are taking the word of our Lord. Now, Lord Jesus, Thou dost know all truth, and You'll never honor a lie. And it's proved by tens of thousands of times around the world without one failure of the visions, which proves it to be true. Before the scientific research, before lie detectors, in the presence of the camera, and what more, You've proved to be God. And now You are God this afternoon, and You made this statement. The last thing You said when You were going away, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. These signs shall accompany those that believe. And these are believers, Lord. You said, in My name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. If they should take up a serpent or drink a deadly thing, it should not harm them. And if they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now, Father, You prove Yourself alive to keep Your word. You watch over Your word to confirm it. And now I'm presenting to this community and to the regions around about Jesus Christ and His servants. And we, as Your servants, Lord, are going to follow Your instructions regardless of what the unbelieving world says about it. We are going to lay our hands upon Your sick, suffering children, and we believe that they will be made well. We accept You as our healer right now. Every person in the prayer line, those who are coming in the prayer line, I ask You now, in the name of Jesus Christ, to accept Jesus as your healer. Don't you doubt, when these men of God, and we lay our hands upon you, there's only one thing would keep you from getting well, that's your unbelief. Do not disbelieve, but believe God. And we're standing here now praying for you as you pass by this audience. Not only that, but some 300 or 400 people assembled here this afternoon will be praying for you. And every prayer, and now you believe. Now for the rebuking prayer, with your head bowed. Satan, we as the Church of God speak directly to you. You are a devil, a tormentor, and you have bound the servants of God by your bluffing spirit. So we as human beings have no power against you. So we do not come to meet you in the name of a church or an organization. But they are defeated. But we come to meet you in the name of our conqueror, Jesus Christ. We are hailing His name and His presence before the people. As a conqueror of every sickness and every disease has put under His feet. And we as His servants are carrying out His commission. We charge you in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn every one of these people loose.
We'll follow his commission by laying hands on the sick, and they shall recover, for we speak it in the name of Jesus Christ. Only be.
Marie. I'll consecrate on this side of the house. I got so many praying. And since the anointing, look, how many's heard of that pillar of fire there that Steins has hanging in Washington, D.C.? You know it, just a picture of it right here. Same pillar of fire that led Moses. But even the sign said someday it would be on 10 cents for a shelf. Only supernatural being was ever supported there. That same angel is right here at the pulpit right now. I challenge you to believe it. You outsiders, you believe. I just have to watch where I see it going. Be reverent, never mind. In his presence, let all I see a man, here it is. He's sitting to my left. Right back here in the corner. He's suffering with sinus trouble and stomach trouble. You believe with all your heart. Be a stranger to me. Mr. Wells. That's what your name is, Mr. Wells. You're not from here. You're a place called Aurora, Illinois. That is true. Is it true? I am a stranger to you. That's right. Raise up your hand. Stand up on your feet. Jesus Christ makes you well. You believe now?
Hallelujah.
If thou can believe.
Hallelujah. Hey, this wonderful man.
Now, there's a fellow I never seen in my life. He's a perfect stranger among us. He's from another state. And the Holy Spirit now, whatever it said to him, I don't know until I get that tape over. It's anointing. It comes upon him. But the man knows what was told you is the truth. Is that right, sir? We're strange. Let him be witness of himself. Who did that? Messiah. Christ.
Amen.
Here's a lady sitting right back out here in the midst of people right here. See that light over? She's suffering with a skin trouble. Mrs. Pittman. You're from Owensboro. If you're a stranger, wave your hand. If those things true, wave your hand. God heals you. I've never seen a woman yet on the vision. That you might know where we're from is a woman named Ellis, Mrs. Ellis. A young woman. She has female trouble. She's a stranger also. If that's right, wave your hand. Is that your mother sitting next to you there? The lady sitting there suffering with a fear, a complex of fear upon her. If that's right, raise up your hand, lady. All right. The fear's gone. You can go home and be well.
Hallelujah.
I challenge you to believe.
Praise God.
Way back in the back in the corner. Way back. A man from Minnesota. With back trouble. Your name is Mr. Carson. Stand up on your feet. Your back trouble is gone. Jesus Christ makes you well.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Right back behind here. A lady suffering. She's from out of town. She's in a place called Blue Island. She has heart trouble. That's near Chicago. Mrs. Burden, raise up. Except you're healing, go home and be well. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are you believing? How about this session? You know that's Messiah? How many of all these people seen called so far, and those that I know nothing about you, raise up your hands. All you people seen called around. Yeah? Somebody behind me praying. Back over the room. Young fellow, lightheaded. Praying for a cousin out in Kansas, got cancer. Come forward to the door. Have faith in God. You believe? Tell me that is some connection with you. I see your dad singing. What? High blood pressure. If you believe, God will heal you. I don't know. That's right, isn't it? You believe with all your heart. You believe?
Amen.
Do you believe that Jesus Christ is Messiah? Do you believe His presence is here? Remember when one woman touched the garment of Jesus, he got weak. Mercy, strength went from him. I'm just about gone now. Do you believe? Now let's bow our heads just a moment. Oh, Jesus, Messiah of God, Thou art ever near. The people are aware that You are the Son of God, and You are here now. Your great signs and wonders are being proved. Bless them, Father. Bless them, I pray. May they right now believe with all their heart that You, the Messiah, is the one standing here. No one could do that. That's humanly impossible, Lord. Miracle to see the power of Messiah come into a little humble place like this. Because that You promised it, Lord. Because Your grace is here to grace us. Because it is Your promise to do it, You have done it.
Yeah.
We see that You don't leave Your people. Now, Father God, may those who have prayer cards coming into the prayer line, may they have faith to believe. Oh, Almighty God, when hands are laid upon them, may they go over here rejoicing, shouting, praising God that they're healed. Grant it, Lord. And let these who have been saved know that there's no secrets of God. God reveals the secrets of the heart. He knows every thought that's in our mind. Grant it, Father. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, you that have prayer cards, out in the audience, two people around the tabernacle, around through here that has prayer cards. Do you believe, raise your hands, and believe that a human being cannot do that, that it has to come from God? Do you believe it's a promise of God, that God said He would do it? All right. Then you know that somebody is here besides man. I solemnly take this word before God, the people that was spoken to, whoever it was, I do not know them. And they do not know me. They are strangers that just dropped into the tabernacle here, wherever they were. I see some visions over people here that's in the tabernacle, but let them alone. Let them alone. Those people who were called, whoever you were, that the others might see that you're strangers, raise up your hand. See? Everyone.
Amen.
All strangers. Something just keeps moving me. I see a colored lady appear before me all the time. Got arthritis and high blood pressure. Yes. You're a stranger among us. You're from Memphis. Mr. Sowles, that's your name. Your first time here. You believe on the Lord with all your heart? Then you can go home and be saved, healed. God takes it for you. Believe with all your heart, everybody. Raise up your hands now, everybody. Believe with all your heart. Put your hands over on one another. Come here, brother.
I wonder if there's any strangers with us that's never been in the tabernacle before, and you're sick. And you're looking to God for help. With your head bowed all of you. Would you raise your hands, you people, as strangers to me, that doesn't know me or I don't know you, and you've come to Christ now for help?
Just raise up your hand. See? God bless you, 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 Carol. Yes, only. This message is not in vain. It's the Word of God. Suffering with a heart trouble. She's a Mrs. Nance. She's in Madisonville, Kentucky. That's right, isn't it? You can raise your hand. You had your hand up, just kept it up. That's true, wasn't it? It is, raise your hand. See where we're living, my friend?
Yeah.
I don't want to go with that lady. I've never seen her. What is it? It's the sign of the gospel. But you might, do you believe me to be this prophet thing? You do? Yet we're strangers. I don't know you. That name is right, wasn't it? If it is all right wherever he told you, just wave your hands to the audience so they can see that he's right. What could do that? Jesus of
Nazareth.
That you might know. Not be God's prophet in telling you the truth. For thus it behooveth us. A woman touched his garment, and he turned and told her blood issue. Instead of to stop, the lady sitting next to you also has a heart trouble too. She tried it. Yeah. I don't know her. You know I don't know her. But God knows her. He knows your trouble, doesn't he? Ms. Allen, do you believe that God can make you well? If that's your name and your trouble, raise up your hand. Raise up your hand if that's right. A lady sitting next to you there, named Mrs. Dennett. You're all in the same place. She has kidney trouble instead of heart trouble. You believe with all your heart you can be made well too. Do you do it, lady? Raise up your hand and say, I'll accept it. Then you go home and get well. If thou canst believe, you ought to die in Kentucky, a city called Madisonville. Sitting right back there, a lady, Mrs. Bone. She's near Madisonville. She don't live right in Madisonville. She's looking right at me. There's that angel standing right over. She just says, near Madisonville. Her name is Bone. Sinus trouble, asthmatic condition, coughing. If that's right, wave your hand back and forth, lady. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and go home and be well. Throat trouble, sir. Do you believe that God can heal throat trouble and make you well? Be healed. Just have faith in God. Miss Hopkins, the colored lady from Chicago, I don't know you, never seen you in my life, but you know, be healed of that nervousness, sinus trouble, go believe. You'll be well too. Mrs. Haynes from Columbus, Ohio, you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you go home and be well too. We're on the end road. You believe? It behooveth us to fulfill all righteousness.
Amen.
He promised those things to be.
Amen.
We're here. Do you believe it?
Amen, brother. Amen.
Well, put your hands on one another. I want to ask you a question. Did Jesus promise these things would be in the last days? Say amen.
Amen.
As it was in the days of Lot. The works that I do shall do also. Did he also say this? These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Are you ready to take your stand?
Yes.
A believer?
Yes.
For thus it is becoming to us that we fulfill all righteousness. It's the righteousness of God that when these handkerchiefs here, I lay my hands on in the name of Jesus, touches this place. I know the Holy Ghost is here, the same one that was with Paul, and taken from Paul. So shall you be healed if you'll just believe it. I believe the same Holy Ghost, the Bible Holy Ghost is here this morning, proving itself. The message of the last day. The great Holy Spirit himself, impersonating himself, coming into human flesh, doing his work. I said this morning, under difficult. You know just about what I'm fixing to hear when I leave here. But it's becoming to us. The all righteousness be fulfilled. God put the message on my heart. Now it's becoming to you as a believer that you believe. While you've got your hands on one another, there will not be a sick person on
this. Amen.
You just
believe. Amen.
Are you ready to take your stand?
Yes.
Now, Heavenly Father, we bring to you this audience after this message.
We praise and thank you.
Lord God,
that is so
sure the people can see now that it's becoming to us. It's becoming to a prophet to stand on the word. It's becoming to a member of the church. It's becoming to them that they stand. It's becoming to the sick people to believe the word of Jesus Christ. When he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. I was going to call that airline, Lord, but
Lord,
the message that just come to me on the phone shook me, Father.
We thank you for it.
Oh, God, your word says it's becoming flesh. That we fulfill all righteousness.
According to thy word.
Here they are, each one. The Holy Ghost here proving that he's among us. Now let the power of God, let the witness of the Holy Ghost move into the hearts of these people right now, giving them an assurance like Daniel had, like Noah had, like Enoch had, like John had, like Peter had, like Paul had, like Jesus had, like Abraham had, like all of them had, Lord, that it's becoming to us in this age where divine healing power is poured out. Signs and wonders are being done. Great awakening has come among the people. The Holy Spirit has dropped among the people. They have shouted, spoken tongues, prophesied. Great gifts and signs and wonders. The angel of the message, the angel of the age has appeared to us in the form of the Holy Ghost. And he's bringing us the message. We see it being fulfilled. We see him taking our bodies and transforming us from mortal human beings into agents of God to speak forth great mysterious signs and wonders.
Amen.
When we see these things, then it is becoming to us that we fulfill all righteousness.
That's the name of the law.
When we know that Abraham looked back to Lot, that when Daniel could look to Abraham, that when John could look to Daniel, oh God, that when Peter and John could look to Jesus, and when we can look to them, and today we see the same results among us, then it's becoming to us that we fulfill all righteousness. That the power of Jesus Christ serves this building with divine faith and heal every person in here of every affliction and every disease, Lord. And as your servant, I charge this devil. Let's push it in all morning. Try to make me get out of this pulpit. By the grace of God, stay here. For these poor sick suffering mortals, thank God. Come out of this devil. I charge thee by Jesus Christ, the living God, that you depart from these people and bother them no more, for they stand like the Hebrew children in the hour of trial to take their stand as being healed from this hour on. Through Jesus Christ's name, I charge the sickness and devils of this congregation that's come to sicken these people to depart from them. With our heads bowed, our hearts to God, I'm going to sing a song. I'm going to try it with your help, God's help. My faith looks up to thee. I don't want you to doubt one bit. I want you to believe now. It is becoming to us.
Amen.
How many Christians are in here? Raise your hands and say amen.
Amen.
Amen. How many believers say amen?
Amen.
Amen. How many have laid your hands on others? Say amen.
Amen.
Then it is becoming to us.
Hallelujah.
Let me fulfill our righteousness.
My faith.
Brother Neville, my blessed associate pastor.